You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Sure is. We're here with Chris Fowley from Normal NZ. G'day, bud. What's going on?
Good afternoon.
Really,
I'm very well, thank you.
Vibing on your hat that you said was gifted from the people, the fine people in Nimbin, Australia.
That's right. Yeah, well, they have this whole thing going where they put this polite instead of police. And it's actually, if you go to Holland and you're going to a coffee shop there, all the police have got polite on their uniforms.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because that's the Dutch word. And they really are. It's like, wow, they say they're polite and they are. Wow. They're like the buddy cop you always wanted.
Just on the, just while we're on Nimbin, do you want to just explain that, the whole vibe of that place to people from a first person experience?
Well, Nimbin, it's a little cannabis town in northern New South Wales. It had its roots in the Aquarius Music Festival of, I think, 1973 or something.
Wow.
And that was that kind of era of, like, you know, the Ngarrawarrina ones, Nambassa and all that kind of thing here. But people didn't leave. Apparently it was real cheap land, the dairy industry had collapsed, and people kind of spotted, wow, this is really mint around here, and we can actually, all us hippies can kind of buy some properties. And before long, they'd kind of taken over the town. And there and you now, go. So they have this big thing called the Mardi Gras every year.
That's right,
yeah, the same weekend that we have J-Day.
I'd love to get over there and check that out. It looks, I watched it, I think it was a Vice doco, but this must be about 4 or 5 years old. It looked like the Wild West of weed, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. But, you know, there is a police station in town, and they do, like, encircle the town and do drug testing of people going in and out and all that kind of thing. It's still like a war on, you know. It's like a little battlefront in New South Wales.
How does the town maintain this? They've just got their own legislation in place?
No, it's a numbers game. It's purely a numbers game, mate.
Everyone in the town is okay with it, so...
Yep. Except the cops. But they have to live there too, right? So they kind of tolerate it until they feel like, oh, it's gone out of hand. Or, oh, there's been media coverage. We're going to arrest someone or something, you know. But, basically it's a numbers game. And so that's kind of like even when they encircle the town at Mardi Gras, that's because they can pick people off one by one on the roads, whereas the town itself, there's thousands of people there and they just have to stand by and watch. So as long as you can get through the cordon, you're all right.
Now, let me put this to you. If we were to set up our own Nimbin, just north of Whangarei, maybe?
How many
nice
people
and warm
do we
up there?
Need?
Nice and warm.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Naffa Springs, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. That would be nice.
Yeah.
But, Central North Island, people have often talked about. Awakura, that kind of area. Forgotten Highway.
Right, yeah. Might you should happen. Get away from the beaches. No one's going to bother you, really. Yeah. All right, let's get down to the news. Peter Dunn's come out and obviously just wants to stay relevant. And he's had a go at Julian Argenta's medical cannabis law bill saying it's... It's a no, it's not going to work. Is he just being a bit of a stick in the mud because he didn't do it first?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's just trying to create space. You know?
I'm relevant. Look at my bow tie.
Okay, mate.
Yeah. You know, he's got to be seen to be doing something different to them. It's all just posturing, but I think, you know, privately they're in full agreement, as we are. I mean, we tried to congratulate Peter Dunn on now having a really good attitude to these things, and his response was to get into name-calling and that, you know what I mean?
That's a shame, man.
It's kind of, yeah, it is, but that's just kind of politics. They've got to be seen to be different for some reason. So, yeah, that's all that is. I think there are the numbers. It's a private members bill that
he's saying, what does that mean, private members? That means...
Well, it's put forward by an MP rather than government. But so there's a convention that they pretty much always vote for the first reading to get a public debate and a hearing on
it.
And unless it's just like, whoa, this is crazy, then it doesn't... But, you know, I think given the current climate and the debate and the opinion polls, they would be mad to oppose it.
It says here, credit, News Hub. Says Mr. Dunn told the Nation on Saturday he's in talks with Miss Genta about her bill. But the bill's the bill, right? What happens? Can they actually kind of manipulate it to a point where everyone's happy and then they carry on, or they have to write a new bill? That has to get pulled out of the thing. We wait another however long. Is that what's going on?
They can agree to take it over as a government bill.
Right.
The select committee, so assuming it passes the first reading and goes to the health select committee, the committee can keep the name and delete everything else and replace it with new text. So that can go both ways, right? So this is like the first stage of a really long process. and at each one of these steps it can be changed and amended. So, you know, people have got to really be contacting their MPs, not the Greens. They're totally on side. We don't need to be harassing Julianne Genta or Jacinda Ardern or like known supporters. We actually need to be harassing the people who are opposing it.
Right.
In a polite way, of course.
In an email?
Emails are great. Visiting's even better. If you see them at public events, just hit them up. You know, that's the best thing. When they're doing the walkabout at the school opening or whatever they're doing, you know. And
hey, nice pants. What about that deck?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Exactly. Totally.
Hey, and one thing I didn't really, obviously, I was overwhelmed with the bill got pulled and it's really great. But it turns out the biggest vibe on this is grow your own. So the whole vibe is actually really good because that kind of cuts out the scenario if you know teach a man to fish sort of vibe, isn't it? We don't have to buy from overseas, which is what we'd have to do if tomorrow medical marijuana is legal. No one's going to have any like ready of the spec. How will they make sure it's of like the spec? Does someone have to go around and go, yep, that's Dr. Weed, or you know, how does that work?
There's a bunch of ways you can do it. Like Colorado has seed-to-sale tracking, and it's a total closed-loop system. You can't bring cannabis in or out of the state of Colorado, right? So what they had in this like magic window period of a month before legalization, they had to register what they had right there and then, and that was it. They're fixed. They can't even bring in stuff to breed. And that system is totally controlled with scanning and barcodes, and you know, every step of the way they have to get approvals and things, but it's all done via computer. But you can't introduce new things or take things out, so they have total control over there. Australia is kind of similar with their medical thing. They're going through, you know, a lot of tight tracking. But like what you say, that keeps it really expensive and hands it over to the big companies and that. So the Greens bill kind of does both. It fast tracks the approval process and it really encourages PharmAct to get involved with funding, and it directs MedSafe to be quicker about it and to actively go out and do things. But it also, while all that's going on, it also lets people grow their own.
Is that the part of the bill that you think Dunn has taken issue with? Because one week he's saying he wants to see all Class C drugs legalized or regulated, and then he's saying, oh, but you can't grow your own pot. It's so confusing.
Well,
classic government, John.
Yeah,
you just got governmented, mate.
When you think about the Psychoactive Substances Act allowing synthetics while banning cannabis, you know, it's kind of a similar way of thinking, you know. And I think most people out there realize this is just a herb. It's not a particularly big deal. We have bigger issues really to think about, things like meth and that the cops should be focusing on and that, and let's just get on with it. Let's just do it, treat it like a herb that it is.
I'm just slipping overseas now into Canada. Apparently they're about 12 months away from making it straight up legal, just cruise around DAX on the level, but they're running out, so it's like it's an interesting scenario. Like, it's so popular. What happens then?
Like, well, that's the market, I guess. Yeah, so then more people go, sweet, we'll grow more, you know. Everywhere that goes legal like this, they'll have Washington was the same. They like ran out on the first day and that, but then, you know, a few weeks later it's abundant again, so
right on.
Yeah, that's not such a big deal.
All right, anything we missed, John? You see your arms crossed, mate, with your grey jumper on.
I was just thinking about the Canadian growing season, because it's the climate can get so cold up there very quickly.
Indoor.
Would it all be indoor? Do you know of any outdoor that
would
grow?
They grow massive amounts of hemp in Canada, so it's certainly possible. They'll be outdoor there for sure, but BC bud is definitely an indoor thing. But you know, now that there's legal states in America, it's not so big in terms of going over the border and supplying the states and things, but certainly their medical side is huge, and the government is going to be running this like mail order pot thing.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Should be very interesting.
Does sound it.
Yeah.
No doubt we'll keep a keen eye on all the goings on, and we'll catch up next week. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.